You're listening to SBS News.
Since Britain ditched its relationship with the European Union, its biggest trading partner by far, it's spoken of becoming Global Britain, released from restrictions it says were imposed by the EU. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has claimed that leaving the EU would make the UK more nimble and flexible.
The overriding purpose of this review, the most comprehensive since the Cold War, is to make the United Kingdom stronger, safer, and more prosperous while standing up for our values. Our international policy is a vital instrument for fulfilling this government's vision of uniting and levelling up across our country, reinforcing the Union and securing Britain's place as a science superpower and a hub of innovation and research.
In Britain's biggest foreign and defence policy review since the end of the Cold War in 1990, Mr. Johnson revealed Britain will engage more deeply in the Indo-Pacific region.
I have invited the leaders of Australia, South Korea and India to attend the G7 summit in Carbis Bay in June. And I'm delighted to announce that I will visit India next month to strengthen our friendship with the world's biggest democracy. Our approach will place diplomacy first, and the UK has applied to become a dialogue partner of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and we will seek to join the Trans-Pacific Free Trade Agreement.
Lord Joe Johnson, the Prime Minister's younger brother and a former director of the government's policy unit under former Prime Minister David Cameron, says Britain needs to re-establish ties with the region.
And we've gone from being India's second most important trading partner at the turn of the century in 1999 to its roughly 17th or 18th most important trading partner now. So we've been going in the wrong direction. Countries like France and Germany have been making far faster progress.
The government's strategy document envisages Britain becoming a bigger player in the region, which it describes as the world's geopolitical and economic centre of gravity, thanks to major economies such as China, India and Japan. But critics of the plan are less sure about how realistic it is, given that it's coping with the economic and political fallout of withdrawing from the EU, the world's largest trading and financial bloc. Britain is dwarfed, both economically and militarily, by China. Dr. Tanvi Madden is a political analyst from the Brookings Institution.
There will be some questions, I think, about the details. What will this actually mean for UK presence on the ground, for the resources it is willing to deploy in the region, and to some extent, how much it is willing to listen to demand signals from the region as well?
Britain is deploying its new aircraft carrier to the region in a display of its military abilities, but it's mainly relying on so-called soft power persuasion and strategic alliances to persuade China to stick to the normal rules of diplomacy. However, the former chief of Britain's spy agency, MI6, Sir Alex Younger, told the BBC that China plays by its own rules.
China represents the generational threat, and the reason for that is that the idea that China would become more like us as it got richer or as its economy matured is clearly for the birds.
The British government's review acknowledges Beijing's increasing power and assertiveness as the most significant geopolitical factor of the decade and says it will challenge it where necessary. China's treatment of its Uyghur minority, its handling of Hong Kong and security concerns around China's investments in the UK are all issues which the British government will be expected to deal with. British Shadow Foreign Minister Lisa Nandy acknowledges that China cannot be simply ignored.
There is no global problem that can be solved without China, and yet we have to have a level of strategic independence to be able to stand and work with China from a position of our own values.
Lord Joe Johnson says that involves a tricky balancing act for the government.
The government, in some senses, needs to pull off a kind of have your cake and eat it policy towards Beijing so that it satisfies a growing number of China hawks within the Conservative Party and beyond, while at the same time ensuring that the UK continues to engage with this massive economy and continues to benefit from strong ties of trade and investment.
But while Britain may be looking to become a significant player in the Indo-Pacific region, Boris Johnson says its commitment to security in its own region and its alliance with the United States is central.
In all our endeavours, the United States will be our greatest ally and a uniquely close partner in defence, intelligence and security. Britain's commitment to the security of our European home will remain unconditional and immovable, incarnated by our leadership of NATO's deployment in Estonia.
The report also reveals that Britain will raise the number of nuclear warheads it maintains from 180 to 260, and it classifies Russia as the most acute threat to security in the Euro-Atlantic region. Alan Lee, SBS News.